Welcome to today's Status Update, our weekly look at the world of social media. I'm Mark Saxby, and with me is Paul Spicer from AV Supplier. No, is that right? Alan, you sound, isn't it?
Yeah.
Always good to know. That's always good to edit. I don't know, I'll sell again because it's for acoustic.
Okay.
I'm Mark Saxby, and with me is Paul Spicer from LNP Sound in Birmingham. Now, you've had some great success with YouTube in terms of getting customers for your business. Tell me about how that went, Paul.
Very well. Thanks, Mark. What we did is we post up quite a lot of videos of either technical setups or stages or lighting of what we do. And last year, we filmed a little 30-second video of just a setup of some lights and some sound and stage at a particular venue. And once that went out onto YouTube, we actually had someone contact us in a couple of weeks saying, oh, I'm hosting an event at this venue, and I've got this 14-piece band. That setup would be ideal. And said, could we discuss prices and everything? Lo and behold, two or three weeks later, contracts were signed, and we did the event a couple of months later. So that worked really well for us.
That's great. So did you set up a YouTube channel then on purpose, thinking it would be a way to get some big customers?
No, not necessarily. It was kind of set up at first to try and give examples to current clients or potential clients that inquired, so we could say, have a look at this video, and we know that has worked really well, but we never realised that it could get us people that we'd not even spoken to before. That surprised us.
So do you think then that example has spurred you on into thinking about other opportunities you can use with YouTube?
Yeah, definitely. We've tried to be a bit more clever about what, rather than just trying to film this, that and everything, we've actually filmed some specific things that we thought, do you know what, we want to either sell more of that, or we want more clients that might need that, and we've tried to tailor that a little bit more. So we're trying to be a little bit more clever with it now.
Great, and you've also had success on Facebook and Twitter with getting customers. Can you give me some examples of how that's worked?
Yeah, we've had a couple of people that have joined our Facebook page or have seen my personal Facebook posts. And I've had a couple of people that used to know me from back in the school days or university days, that have either been getting married or putting on a function, or they've got a friend who's putting on an event, and they've said, oh, you seem like the guy that can sort that out, could you speak to him? And I think literally this year we've probably had about 5 or 6 bookings out of Facebook, which is great because it's cost us nothing.
Yeah, you're predominantly a business-to-business business.
That's correct.
So yet you're getting customers through Facebook, which is seen as a business-to-consumer.
That's correct, yeah. I'd say we've probably had more business-to-consumer on Facebook, and with Twitter, it's actually been more business-to-business. A lot of work through corporate clients that have seen posts that other people have retweeted from us, or even some charities that have seen that we've done work for a similar charity and have wanted to use us.
So what sort of content do you put on Facebook and Twitter to make it work for you?
Facebook, we literally do updates of any events that we're either doing or attending or involved with, so we can tell people about where we are, what we're doing. We also tell them what we're doing on that day, specifically what equipment we could supply. So if someone doesn't know what AV is, it gives them an idea. Also, post up the YouTube videos as well. Bit of everything, really.
Just like a peek into the workings of the business.
Yeah, yeah. Day-to-day in the life of, as it were.
That's great. Thanks, Paul. And you can listen to more of our podcasts on our website. That's statussocial.com.